Good evening and welcome to Your Call. On the show tonight, businessman politician Naveen Jindal. He's been in the eye of a storm over Colgate, but here tonight to answer all questions. Naveen Jindal, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I introduced you as a businessman politician because at least these two, businessman and politician, nowadays in India seem to be viewed with suspicion. Are you dismayed by that?
Or no, not at all.
Do you think there's a grain of truth in that?
People who do not understand this, they are the ones who talk like this, because our parliament consists of people from all walks of life. You could be a farmer and be in the parliament. You could be a teacher, be in the parliament. You could be a lawyer, be in the parliament. You could be an industrialist, be in the parliament. So when people from all walks of life come to the parliament, to the greatest temple of our democracy, that's how it becomes richer. So the people from various walks of life can add to it from their experience. So I think it's a very good thing. And my experience of business, of setting up industries, I think I bring a lot to the table.
The core of the issue, however, especially in the recent controversy over Colgate, is about whether politicians influenced or furthered their own business interests in allocation of coal blocks. And that's what the opposition has accused you of. Do you feel that there is, in a sense, a conflict of interest because of the Congress MP? Did the government favor you?
Not at all. I don't think the government has favored me at all, ever, any governments. All the coal blocks that we have been allocated have been purely on merit. I joined politics only in 2004. So before 2004 also, our companies, our various companies have been allocated 4 coal blocks.
So your father was in politics?
Yeah, my father also came into politics much later. Mm-hmm. And then when he came into politics, he was hardly doing any business. He was mostly involved in politics because he only joined politics when he was 61 years of age. Mm-hmm. So that time he was spending more and more time in politics. Mm-hmm. So whatever we have been allocated, our industries are running for almost 4 decades now. We have a extremely good track record of setting up industries, of making successful projects. So whatever coal blocks have been given, I think if you see our track record of developing them, I think it would be better than anyone else in the country.
Let me just go across to what actually started this controversy, because first when the CAG report came out, though some of your blocks had been named, you weren't the target. But then the attack was stepped up by Sushma Swaraj. Let's just hear what she said.
Ek chota mota ghotala nahi hai, ek Subodh Kant sa hai nahi. Wo puri 142 jo hai na, humne kaha sabki jagah kundaliyan nikal lo. Usme kai Subodh Kant sa hai niklenge. Usme kai Subodh Kant sa hai niklenge. Inke apne MP hai Naveen Jindal, sabse zyada 1/3 coal block unhe mile hai.
But she's made the point that the Jindals and your company have benefited. 1/3 of the current coal blocks allocated is with you. No conflict of interest, nothing to do with you being a Congress MP?
Not at all. And I do not agree with this 1/3. If you see the overall, the coal blocks that have been given and the amount of coal that has been given, I think it comes to around 5%. So what she is saying, 1/3, it would come to 1/18 or something, okay? I think that's not important.
The highest block reserved by a private operator.
Yeah, but that's not important. You should also see that correspondingly, what is the investments that one has promised? What is the investments one is supposed to make to get use out of those coal blocks? If we do not set up, these coal blocks have not been given to just sell coal, right? For every coal block, if it's a large coal block, say there's a coal block that the largest coal block is 1,500 million tons, mm-hmm. 1.5 billion tons, for converting coal to diesel, coal to petrol. Mm. So to make that happen, one has to invest 60,000 crores. So if we do not invest 60,000 crores, that project, we can't do anything with that project. So people forget that the more coal blocks that you have taken is also much more of a responsibility to make them happen.
But the big questions on the coal blocks that you got, let's for instance take the Jeetpur coal block mentioned in the CAG report, and in fact first recommended by the IMG to actually deallocate it from you, and then it came to deducting a bank guarantee. So in that sense, there clearly was something which didn't work out there.
Okay, Jeetpur, I have been there a couple of times. The amount of work, this is in Jharkhand, mm-hmm. there is a special act over there, it's called Santhal Paragana Tenancy Act. Okay, over there, you cannot buy any land from the people directly because most of the land is Adivasi land. You have to go through the government. And this is the first case probably in the country where 100% of the people have given consent that they want the project, they are happy to sell their land. So to get all these consents, to get all the people on board, it is not easy. You know, it is extremely challenging to make any of these projects happen. And why IMG? I would assume that before they had recommended cancellation, because they had information which was 1 year old. So it is the own coal controller who went there, who saw, and they, when they saw what all has happened in that 1 year, because they were referring to 1 year old reports, they realized that this company has done more work than anybody else in that region. So that is why, and I feel that even the bank guarantees that they have, because we do not have any clear-cut communication from them, but from the press reports, I think even that's very unfair. Because if they prove that our company has delayed the project by even 1 day, I would say deduct all the bank guarantee. But if it's not our fault, if the fault lies with the different, you know, all the permissions, it takes so much time to get different permissions from the government, from the state government, from the central government, it's not our fault. It's extremely challenging, and in fact, people, not only our company, whichever companies are working in these areas and have done good work, they have to be awarded. These are the companies which are creating wealth for the country. And when a senior leader like Srimati Swaraj says, Naveen Jindal, it is not Naveen Jindal. Naveen Jindal is not the same as Jindal Steel and Power Limited or Jindal Power Limited. These companies are institutions where thousands of people are working. It is all team effort. I think it is insulting those thousands of people engaged in their hard work in creating wealth for the country when they just blame it on an individual.
No, but Mr. Jindal, the argument would be that the rules may not have been there. And that is the argument, that the government's rules let some companies, let private industry benefit. The Supreme Court judgment also made the point, one opinion, that you can't have one set of people benefiting at the cost of others. One argument would be about your plant in Chhattisgarh, where they say that you got cheap coal or you got a captive block, and you then sold power at market rates. So that undercuts the entire UPA government's defense that this was done to provide cheap power. How does this provide cheap power?
Okay, let me clarify this to you, Sonia. The firstly, we did not get any cheap coal. Okay?
Free coal?
No, nothing is free. There is nothing free in this life. Okay? We got a coal block, an extremely difficult coal block. You could not even get there. There was no road even to get there. It was not even sub-blocked. We took the risk to go there to develop that coal block. It took almost a decade to develop the first coal block.
But okay? Mr. Jindal, you did this with profit. Yeah. You're a businessman. No, obviously you presume there would be a profit.
So obviously every company, every shop, every person, yes, every doing course. Agriculture, they do it for profit.
Yes.
Profit is not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. If it is done well, if it is done in a legal way, and whatever profit one makes, one pays taxes on it also. Nobody has made a charge that we have paid less tax. So we have developed a coal block which nobody had any plans to develop. And based on that coal block, if we spent 5,000 crores to set up a 1,000 megawatt power project, okay, and where thousands of people are working, 1,000 megawatt is coming into the country. So it is something which has to be appreciated. And now the coal cost, you said cheap coal. A lot of people say we got cheap coal. No. Our coal cost is very similar to the cost of coal from Coal India. If we had bought the cost from coal from Coal India, it would cost, say, 700 rupees. Our coal also costs 700 rupees. So where is it cheap? Now, why the company makes money is because we did not set up the project 1,500 kilometers away. We set it up next to the mines so that we could transport the coal from a conveyor belt and save on the transportation cost. We set up the project with lowest capital cost. Okay, we are running the plant with 97% plant load factor. That leads to the efficiency. And at the time, we wanted to sign long-term PPAs. Yes. Nobody was coming forward to sign PPAs. So we still took the risk and set up the project, spending 5,000 crores. And when we came into generation, at that time, government had a policy. 2003, the Electricity Act was passed.
Yes.
2005, the power policy had come out, which said that 15% of the power should be merchant power. Okay, merchant power to deepen, strengthen the power markets. So now, at that time, the power was selling at 5 rupees when we came into the market. If the market price is 5 rupees, I can't say sell it for 4 rupees. And then, one second, Sonia.
Yes.
And then, over the years, from 5 rupees, it has come to now level of 3 rupees.
Let me get in Mohammed Saleem of the CPIM, who's on the phone line. Mohammed Saleem, Naveen Jindal here making a strong defense of the government's coal policy and why his company got allocations. Go ahead with your question for him, sir.
Easy. From which angle you are looking into the issue? Now, from Naveen, as an entrepreneur and industrialist, he's seeing from one angle, and obviously his motto is how to make profit, besides making production and all. But as people's representative, and as the representative or the claim to be representative of the downtrodden, I'm seeing from the other side. One, after the coal nationalization, the act is still there, Act of Parliament. So these natural resources are of the nations. So when the government decides to hand it over to the private companies, this scarce natural resources, which is limited also. So why, without changing the act, this has been done behind the back? Secondly, he said auction is not the only way. Of course, it's a good way. Then you're deciding on the price, saying that if you get this cheaper, then it will pass on to the consumer ultimately. But now I'm saying it will benefit the company, but not the people. So whole philosophy of this trickle-down effect, that GDP will grow, production will grow, companies will be beneficiary, and then poor people who are waiting down the line, they will get, and they are not getting for the last 20 years. After a decade also, they have not got it. So the whole philosophy is wrong in that case. Some people have benefited out of the natural resources, and most of the people are sufferers.
Mr. Saleem, thanks for that. I'm going to get Naveen to respond to that, but also Mr. Jindal, questions sent in by our viewers. And they're making the point that you talked about the profit and the risk that you also invested in a sense going in here. But what about issues like whether the sale of power at merchant rates contributed to JSPL's stock price going up from 30 in 2005 to 720 in 2011? Subhash Iyer has written in and asking that obviously this was because of the coal block allocations you got, that this was seen as a windfall, seen as a profitable venture, not entirely so risk-based as you're pointing out. But obviously the markets and your market cap shows that this was seen as a win-win for Jindal's, not for the people, as Mohammed Saleem points out.
Okay, we do not make only power, we make only steel. So now Mr. Iyer or somebody else could also blame that now you're making steel also efficiently. Why are you using this process? Why are you using this technology? So I do not want to get into these kind of arguments. What we have done extremely efficiently, properly, following all the rules of the land, and made a successful case. And I've explained to you that power prices, when we came into generation in 2007-08, they were at a level of 5 rupees in the merchant market. Now the same prices have come from 5 rupees to 3 rupees level. Mm-hmm. And if more projects come up, we all know that there are hundreds of power projects in the country which are languishing, which are getting delayed, which do not have coal. So if their problems are solved, if the supply side constraints are removed and the generation increases, automatically power prices would further go down. Overall, if you will see, then you will realize that all these projects, all these coal blocks that have been allocated to different companies, it has definitely added to our GDP, definitely added to our prosperity, and definitely added to the development. If you actually go and see where these coal blocks have been developed, how the roads have come up, how the townships have come up, how the schools have come up, how those villages around those mines have developed and benefited from this, I'm sure all these criticism you would not have.
Naveen Jindal, but how can you say that when the fact is that so many, in fact, 98% I would say of the coal blocks allocated to the private sector haven't begun? Where is the UPA argument of, I think it was 2020 or 2012, cheap power for all? Where has that happened?
So Sonia, let me tell you, this has been going on since 1993. I believe since 1993, around 20% of them, out of almost 200 coal blocks that have been allocated, around 40 of them have started, and many of them are nearing, you know, production. They are going to start very soon. It takes a very long time. It is a very difficult process. That's why I said companies who are engaged in developing these coal blocks, they are doing a very good job. They are doing a great service to the country. So they need encouragement.
Shaina NC joins us now from the BJP. Shaina NC, you've heard Mr. Naveen Jindal making the point we need support, not criticism. And then one interesting aspect, of course, is that now the CBI will also be looking at allocations from the NDA government's time onwards. And in a sense, the Jindal company also got allocations under the NDA government. So why was it that he was all right then and suddenly politically volatile only because he's in the Congress now? Go ahead, Shaina.
Sonia, I think the two crucial questions here. There's no denying that, yes, development is a must and it generates livelihood, jobs, etc. Great. But as Mr. Jindal said, that profit is not a bad word. Well, when he says that is the loss for the nation correct in his opinion? Random allocations that have been given to random people when there was an option to having a tender process or an election process. Do you think this is bad policy of the government? And second, I want to ask, as a youth leader, is it actually profitable for him to be a politician? Or is it to the country, which is his priority?
Go ahead, Naveen Jindal.
Okay. Hi, Shaina. Good to hear from you. Okay, firstly, the last question first, is it profitable for me to be in politics? No, I don't think so. I don't think it's profitable for me to be in politics. I'm in politics because I want to, and I think I'm in politics at the cost of business. And I do this because I want
balance
to...
balance sheet doesn't show up.
Okay, well, I'm sure if I was not doing this, maybe I would be doing even better because I would be able to give a lot more attention to my work. But I want to give the best years of my life in serving the country. And I feel that I can do a lot through being in politics, being in the parliament. Okay, now second question that she asked was regarding, what was it, regarding the power price again, right?
The loss saying, to the nation.
Saying okay. Bad policy,
yeah, yeah.
The loss to the
it
nation.
It is no loss to the nation. If we, over these years, over the last 5 years, yeah, like I have said, since the coal block has started, if we have contributed 2,500 crore rupees in form of various taxes, how is it lost to the nation?
Well, clearly the beneficiary here seems to be Naveen Jindal and his group. And having said that, I don't want to trivialize this debate. I have only posed a question, which is that is this a notional loss for the country or is it a genuine loss for the nation? And the other being that when you are in public life, politics, is this sometimes an opportunity that you may have wanted to take, but you need to restrain if you are in a position of power? So in that question, in that light, I ask the question of whether it's profitable to be a politician today.
Okay, firstly, I'd like to answer to Shaina that it is not a notional loss to the country. It has been a genuine, genuine gain for the country for setting up all these projects and for making all these investments.
So our constitutional auditor has got it all wrong.
He has got it completely wrong. Okay, and I can explain it to you. If you give me time, I'll explain it to you. He's got it completely wrong. And secondly, what is said about there a chief minister writing a letter to the government. You know, so much has been said about the Odisha chief minister writing a letter. So if we were going to invest 50,000 crores in the state of Odisha, where more than 20,000 people are going to get employment, we can't expect the chief minister to write a letter to the government. So what is the big deal? Every chief ministers, they write letters to the government in the interest of their development of their state. So what's wrong with that? And we are writing so much about it. So yes, and I said so.
You wrote to the Prime Minister as well for your coal block allocation. Now, isn't that a conflict of interest that China is talking about?
No, I wrote as managing director, as chairman of my company to the Prime Minister. So what's wrong with that?
And but whatever, you're also MP
yes,
under
does,
him.
Doesn't matter. And whatever I have written, he has not done anything about it. Did that change any decision? I can ask, if I had not written to him, if I had just spoken to him, that would be okay. Because I put it in writing, giving the facts, what has he said? Okay, for necessary action. What was the action? They did not think it was okay. They didn't do it. All right. So why should I not be able to say, I should be able to say whatever I want to say to you or to the Prime Minister of the country. And then you, in your judgment, if you feel that, okay, it deserves merit, you do it. If you don't want to do it, you don't do it. So why this?
But when that actually, because we've seen that the record of the private sector development, for reasons which you've may pointed out, but others dispute, that has been abysmal. I mean, in that sense, Coal India still provides over 90% of the coal production. And the argument about why Coal India had to go to Mozambique for blocks when companies like yours got blocks right here.
Coal India, you know, has gone to Mozambique and they have got very large blocks with billions of tons of coal in them. Did they have to go through any auction? Mozambique, our company also has got a very large coal block in Mozambique. The government is very keen that, okay, you please come and invest in our state. And when you go to those countries, they welcome you, you know, welcome to our country. They thank you for making the investment. Does anybody welcome you in India? Does anybody thank you for investments in India? Only thing we are doing
is... it opposite, are you saying?
Of course. It is like, you know, all the time, nobody says, oh, wow, Naveen, you did a great job. You know, you developed something, your company... And see, I am nobody. It's all teamwork at our company where thousands of people have worked hard. You know, you have to go and see how hard they have worked to make these things a reality. Now, one should really appreciate that effort, that this has come to a reality. you know, the coal block is working, we are taking out coal, we are paying royalties, we are generating power, we have spent thousands of crores.
But not cheap power.
It is cheap power, 3 rupees. You're not getting power at 3 rupees in your
house.
No,
but you're giving it at market rate, and that, again, let's agree, that is an issue which you will be dogged by with your biopolitical opponents. But let's go across to, I think you've had enough of the politicians, let me go across to some young people from Bangalore who have some questions to ask you. Go ahead.
In our studies also, we have studied one fundamental fact in business management. Suppose that if I'm a buyer of a certain commodity, in this case, let's take it power. If I'm a buyer of power, I will be looking for the seller who are going to sell me power at the lowest possible price. But Jindal Power Limited has really defied all these kind of theories, because you have quoted the power at the highest price, and that also you have gained the highest profit in the market. So can you please tell me how JPL has managed to pull it off in such kind of tough competitive world?
Sure, Shitij, I'll be able to tell you very, very happily. Every time, firstly, you got it all wrong. Every time we have sold power, our customers have bought from us because at that point, we are the cheapest. Only then do they buy power from us. Okay, and secondly, as far as a company making profits, it's like saying, if you start blaming Warren Buffett, that, oh, he bought cheap shares and sold them expensive. So that's why he made money. Okay, so you don't hold that against him. So similarly, we through our efficient operations, we don't waste any resources. We are very, very efficient player. We produce power, like I said, and there are various reasons why the company is making profit.
Lanco and NTPC. Lanco and NTPC, they were supplying power even at the lower price than Jindal Power Limited. Then how come they are eating flies and you are enjoying the hugest profit in this industry?
Why don't you ask them why are they eating flies, you know? I can't speak for them. I have explained. So would you much rather be Jindal Power, or you much rather be those companies that you named? If you were running it, what would you like to be?
So as being a management student, we have been listening from our faculties and also listening from the media that you are the highest paid CEO for 2 successive years, sir. So it's pretty amazing and you are doing really good in it. So we just management students want to know, or some suggestions from your side, like what we can do, the basic principles or the key rules we should follow to reach your heights, sir.
Well, I think you should do, first of all, when you are studying, you should study from the point of view of learning, and not just from the point of view of passing your exams. You should work hard, try to actually gain knowledge while you are studying. And then wherever, whatever job you do, wherever you work, you put in your best efforts. All we can do is put in our best efforts and leave the result to the God. And hopefully you'll do even better than me.
An interesting aspect, he talked about your pay package, 73 crores, highest paid CEO in the country. Why it's interesting is because your Prime Minister Manmohan Singh just, I think, a year or two ago said that CEOs must be careful on the size of their pay packets. You don't see a conflict there?
My pay package is decided by the board of directors. Okay, my pay package is approved. Mine and every other director's pay package is approved by our shareholders in the annual general meeting. So if my shareholders and my board gives me some certain commission and something, and the profit of that company is high, why should I say? And then if you see there, you know, it's, I'm sorry to beat my own drum, but a few months back, a report had come, you know, Business Today, a report by Business Today, mm-hmm. Harvard Business Review, and INSEAD. Over a period of 15 years, from 1995 to 2011. So they rated me as the best CEO in the country for a 15-year period. Okay, and there are many such reports, you know.
But the Prime Minister talked of setting an example.
Yes. Sonia, I just also want to tell you.
Yes.
If you see and compare, you know, I am getting 2% of the profits as commission. Okay, 2% as my remuneration package. You are allowed up to 5%. So I'm not even half of what is allowed by the company law board.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there are many people who are getting 5%. There are many people who are getting even 10%, 11%. Okay, of their net profits. So nobody goes deep into the comparison, and you know, they just find a figure and then just pounce on that. So everything is relative. You have to see what percentage I'm getting of my profits. what is somebody else getting of their profits. So you'll find mine is amongst one of the lowest.
Let's just go across. We went to Bangalore. Let's just go across to Chandigarh, the capital of Haryana also, of course, where you're a politician from. Let's go across to Chandigarh and hear the questions from there.
Hi, I'm Ritika Abbott from Chandigarh. And I want to ask that we are in a country, we boast about our progress in IT sector. मुझे ये पूछना है कि जिस कंट्री में हम आईटी की इतनी प्रोग्रेस हो रही है वहाँ विमेन को हम बहुत बुरी तरह ट्रीट कर रहे हैं. आई वॉन्ट टू आस्क यू दैट इफ योर डॉटर वेयर स्कर्ट्स जीन्स और वेस्टर्न क्लोथ्स एनी ऑफ द वेस्टर्न क्लोथ्स सो विल यू ऑब्जेक्ट सिंस यू आर इन सपोर्ट ऑफ खप पंचायत.
नवीन जी, दैट वाज अ बिग कंट्रोवर्सी व्हेन यू सपोर्टेड खप पंचायत, यू रोट दैट लेटर फॉर सपोर्टिंग हिंदू ट्रेडिशन एंड देन यू सी खप टू से don't wear jeans to young girls. Go ahead. What would you tell Ritika?
Okay, I would tell Ritika that I have a 14-year-old daughter who wears skirts, who wears shorts and looks very pretty wearing all those. And I'm a very proud father. And so does my wife here. My wife also wears skirts and shorts and, you know, whatever. So she also looks very pretty and I'm very proud of that. And I have never supported, you know, Khap Panchayat, nothing. No organization does everything bad or good. I supported only the good deeds done by Khap Panchayats in the past. I have never supported any of the wrongdoings of any of the Khap Panchayat. Khap Panchayat has no business to tell anybody as to what they should wear or what they should do. I have never supported that. But just it's unfortunate that media, I must blame you Sonia, not you but media in general, for sensationalizing something and not putting the facts in the right perspective. So let me clarify that I do not support any wrongdoings of any Khap Panchayat.
Naveen Jindal, thank you very much for coming in, taking all the questions and ending with a smile on your face. Thanks so much for joining.